Welcome to the Songs of Note podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Gregg. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today. This is funny. I'm trying to record and people are mowing. And it made me remember this Elliott Smith song called Taking a Fall. And one of the lines is, "Why do the neighbor's kids have to scream when they're playing?" And I just picture him trying to record like his quiet acoustic songs and just getting so frustrated. Such as the same sound as a weed eater coming in and out of my ear. And maybe yours if you're hearing it. We'll see if they start back up. Okay, so thanks for listening to these bite-sized, mini podcasts. I'm calling them Songs of Note Shorts. I hope you're liking them. I'm trying to just tell what I think are the most interesting things about one song in a short amount of time. It's something that I can control rather than scheduling interviews, and it's a way to hopefully give you something that's interesting and maybe tell you some things about songs that you didn't know. So the way I'm trying to approach it is just, what is something about this that I think is interesting and that maybe somebody else would find interesting? So I don't know if you're like me, but a lot of times, I mean, all the time, if I'm hearing a song, something will spark like, gosh, I wonder how they came up with that. I wonder how they got that idea. You know, what made them want to do this? And that's how this podcast started. Oh, the sound resumes. I'm sorry. So for this week, I was at Kroger, and as I'm walking down the aisle, I was like, oh, that's funny. They're playing Silverchair. They're playing Tomorrow. Do you remember that song, Tomorrow? You wait till tomorrow. So Silverchair, it's a great song. Tomorrow's a great song. That's not what we're talking about. But Silverchair got really big in the 90s. They were teenagers when they got big. Really, it felt like an extension of Nirvana. Nirvana ended in 94, and Silverchair first got big in 1995. Three-person band, lead guy looked like Kurt Cobain. To me, I felt like at first, like, oh, they're trying to just, you know, take off of what Nirvana had done. But I thought, you know, the song was really good, and they had a couple songs that I thought were good. But what most interested me, so after Kroger, I'm rocking to Tomorrow going, yeah, those guys were good. And it made me think, hey, they had another song that had like a lot of intensity and a lot of meaning to it. And I couldn't remember what it was. And so I went and looked it up, and it is called Anna's Song, ANA, Open Fire. And so you might remember this one, Open Fire. I'm not going to sing it. But it's a great song. And you may not know the song if you don't know it. I hope that this is interesting to you. But it made me think, gosh, what he is like really serious on this. He sounds very, you know, intense. So what's he talking about? So Anna's Song is about the lead singer from Silverchair, Daniel Johns, his struggle with something called anorexia nervosa. So he developed an eating disorder due to anxiety and depression. And this song, Anna's Song, was released in 1999 on their album Neon Ballroom. So the first interesting thing is the title. Anna is the nickname. ANA is the nickname that he's given to this thing that he's struggling with, anorexia nervosa. And so the whole song is like him working out his struggle with this. And so the opening line is, it's heavy from the start. Please die, Anna. I was like, whoa, what else are we talking about here? And so through the song, he has these, you know, very interesting ways of tackling the subject matter that's so heavy. But the phrase that he uses in the chorus is open fire, like guns, open fire, like kill it, on the needs designed on my knees for you. So even like the idea of anorexia and people making themselves sick on their knees, and that's what I think he was referring to there. But the kind of the culmination of the song, he gets to this line and he says, Anna wrecks your life like an anorexia life. And so he's processing this stuff in real time on the song, but there's just so much intensity and emotion in it. The song was originally called Anna's Song, ANNA, but he changed it to ANA to be more explicit about what the song was about. And the video reflects that as well. In the actual recording, they had subtle audio samples like fire crackling and voices whispering, which adds like a haunting atmosphere. It was really emotionally challenging for him to record the vocals for this, and just trying to revisit the place where he was when he wrote it. And it sounded like the producer was really there to help, you know, coax him along and help him get there. But the vocal is killer. And I love the, I also read that there, the strings and, in some classical elements, impacted the actual song in the recording. Daniel Johns has spoken openly about his battles with depression, anxiety, and low self-esteem. And if you just think about being, I mean, a teenager and you become world famous, you become huge. Thinking back to just things that you're dealing with as a normal teenager, I can't imagine throwing on fame or the expectations or the pressures that people like that would be going through. And so, you know, for some, eating disorders serve as a coping mechanism for managing difficult emotions or traumatic experiences. And I can't help but think, no matter how high the high was of, you know, getting popular young, the pressures of it and trying to sustain or trying to look a certain way. And you don't normally associate anorexia with guys. You just don't hear about it as much. And so I think that this helped bring a lot of awareness that, guess, this is something that everybody can deal with and can be struggling with. And he had some interesting words to say about it. So this is from a couple different quotes that he had in different spots, but I thought these were the things that stuck out to me. He says, quote, "It was a really important song for me. It was a very personal song, but it was also an amazing song to write because it really helped me to get through it. It was the first time I felt like I'd written a song that really meant something." I thought that was an amazing line for somebody who's already been very popular at this point in his career. He said, "I wanted to make it sound not like a love song, but like a battle with yourself." And one of the cool musical things in the song is he does the first chorus. It's open fire on the knees. "I'm in needs for you." You have to listen to it to remind yourself how it goes. But the further the song gets on, then they add this minor chord thing. So here, I'm going to show you on guitar what I mean. So the chorus goes like, "Open fire on our knees, design, on my knees for you." So the first chorus, they go like that. But then the second chorus, the second time through, they start doing that same thing. And they add the minor. And so it makes it this really nice change. And they do that a few different times. And it kind of changes what you... the note that you think he's going to go to. And then the final chorus, he doesn't do that. It resolves to the major chord instead of the minor, but it's probably my favorite part of the song, and it's just a really cool recording as well. As far as Daniel himself, he eventually was able to overcome the disorder. He said he realized he would never be cured of the disease, but could live a fulfilled life by learning to cope with it. And just a great song from a good band, and this seems like one that was probably really good live. A lot of passion, a lot of intensity. So check it out. I'm going to put the link to the song on Spotify and Apple Music in the show notes. Be sure and follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Songs of Note. And thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. See you next time.